Hello.
Good morning, Georgina. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Let me introduce you, listener, to Ewan. Ewan, can you tell the listener, please, who you are and what organisation you represent?
Certainly. I'm a community organiser with Movement for Change. And basically what I do is I engage with the residents and with the communities and work with them to get involved in politics and issues that matter to them.
And what is the particular issue that we're here to talk about today?
Well, the issue is it's a campaign called Home Sweet Home, which is private tenants organising and improving conditions and relationships with landlords across the city.
Okay, sorry, I didn't have my mic up then. So, you particularly concentrating on the private sector, private rented sector.
That's right.
Is this a growing area in Cardiff?
It's a huge area in Cardiff, actually, especially with the growing student population and also with the sort of property prices. I rented for about 5 years. And what we're finding is so many people out there have got horror stories about experiences with, whether it's with landlords or whether it is with unfit properties, mould, broken boilers, that sort of thing.
OK, so it's not just the physical conditions of the properties. It's everything to do with private sector tenancies.
No, absolutely. One of the key points that we're focusing on is relationships with the landlords. So a lot of the time, people won't necessarily know who their landlord is, how to get in touch with them, and if things go wrong, because things do go wrong, it's not a perfect world, they don't know who to get in touch with to actually get that sorted.
OK, so you can provide advice and assistance to people as well as promoting your special landlord pact.
That's right. I mean, what we've got is... I mean, we don't claim to represent tenants. That's not what we do. We're working with tenants. So, for example, beginning of the year, we came up with the tenants charter. So we got a whole bunch of tenants from across the city together. And they came up with a very simple pack. So it's contact details for the landlord, prompt response if anything goes wrong, and information about the property. So utility provider, where your boiler is located, fuse box, all that sort of thing. So really, really basic stuff. But the tenants wanted that, so the landlords would sign it, pledged that they would provide that, and then we would promote landlords.
I got you. So it's kind of like a fair deal for private sector tenants, really.
Exactly. You know, it's tenants kind of sitting down there and saying what we want, what we expect from for our rent and what we expect from our landlords.
Yeah, because it is quite expensive, the private renting sector, I have found. I have been in every tenure group you can think of,
yes,
personally, in my many years of living on this planet. I'm in a council house now, so I'm secure tenancy, but private sector tenancies usually are a 6-month assured tenancy, aren't they? Something like that.
Yes, I mean, so there's real inflexibility, and also you've got the added problem of... the bond, the deposit, and also if you're going with a letting agent, with letting fees. For example, one of our activists, he put down a deposit and admin fees for a property in Cardiff North, and the letting agent just turned around and said, nope, sorry, that's not good enough, so they took their fees. So then they had the added problem of not knowing if they're actually going to get the money together to move into a new property when their old contract was going to end.
So this is the famous or infamous bond kind of thing where,
yes,
you pay money up in usually about a month or 2 months in advance.
That's right.
And then if you do any damage to your property, the landlord keeps the bond, that kind of stuff.
Yes, I mean, there's so many variants in landlords. I mean, I've got a really good landlord, but it shouldn't really come down to luck, in my sort of opinion.
No, it shouldn't. I've talked at length to a man called Lee Cecil, who's the National Association of Private Sector Landlords, and he's very concerned about these new benefits, because some people in the private sector are on welfare benefits.
Yes.
And with the changes coming up in to the universal credits or benefits in the near future, when a housing benefit will be, instead of being paid direct to the landlord, will go to the actual claimant, the tenant.
Yes.
What do you think the effect of that will be on the private sector?
I think that there's a real fear, both amongst tenants and with landlords. Like, for example, a lot of the tenants that we're working with, they're really concerned that their landlords are either going to stop taking these payments and they're going to have to struggle to find a property where they can live. And if they do find a property where they live, what's the standard it's going to be?
Yeah, it is very worrying for every sector, in my opinion. I don't know whether, well, this is very political, but I kind of want them not to do that. I want the government to have a change of heart and retain the direct payments to landlords aspect of the old system.
Well, it starts with, I would kind of like throw down a challenge because it starts with the tenants. It starts with them getting organised. Because it's so easy to become disillusioned and to sit there and think that you're the only one who's going through these experiences. And that's not true at all. There's so many tenants out there that want to have a voice, want to have a stake in what their property is going to be like. So kind of my challenge is for tenants to get involved, to get organised.
Brilliant. Right. Whoa, I like that kind of talk. OK, Ewan, this is really an innovative project that you're doing,
yes.
I think. Did you win any prizes making this difference?
We have, actually. We've won very recently. Well, we've won a national award for best practice working with Cardiff Labour Group. And before that, we also won a Welsh Labour Award. For our work with private tenants.
Well, there you go. You see, things can happen with political parties in a positive way. This isn't an advert for the Labour Party, by the way.
No.
But it just happens to coincide with what you do.
That's right.
Yeah, right. And I do believe you're having a celebration tomorrow.
That's right. It's 1 year on since tenants have started to organise and build up their power. So we're having a big celebration tomorrow at 6:30 in Transport House, which is at the bottom of Cathedral Road. So there's going to be plenty of birthday cake and plenty of celebration.
Sounds lovely. And who can anybody come to this party in the private sector?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, what we really want is, in order for this really to sort of win more changes and have more effect, we need people to get involved. So it needs to grow. So by all means, come down. All I would ask is you just get in touch with me so I know how much cake to do.
Right, so how can the listener get in touch with you?
They can either get in touch through the Movement for Change Wales website, which is movementforchange.org.uk, and you can just get through in touch from the office in there. My contact details are on there as well.
That's lovely. Have you got a phone number that some people, you know, don't have the internet? Have you got
of course.
A landline?
The best bet is to catch me on my mobile, which is, shall I give it out?
Yeah, well, it's up to you.
My telephone number is 079-892-40776.
Can you repeat that, please?
Certainly. 079-892-40776.
We'll have a lovely time tomorrow, Ewan.
Thank you so much, Trudy.
Thank you for getting up very early and coming to Radio Cardiff. It's lovely to speak to you, and I'll definitely be at your party tomorrow.
Outstanding. I shall see you there.
Okay.
Ta-ra. Take care.
Thanks a lot.